Yishalmi Pei Adaf Kof Tes. The Mishnah continues the halacha of the tzelem of onions, specifically which ones are mechuyev and pei, which ones are not mechuyev and pei. The Mishnah discusses the case of imosh shel betzelem chayev mepeya. The mother onions, so to speak, are chayev mepeya. Rav Yosi poiter machlokes tanoim. Tanakama, Rachamim versus Rav Yosi, whether these type of onions are mechuyev and pei or not. The Gemara will explain in a moment exactly what this is, what these Moshe B'Tselem are, and what is the Machlokas Rav Yosi and the Chachamim. Next, Halacha Malbinos, Habtzolim Shebein Hayerek. If you have a person plants, he has a field of onions, but whether he did Malabnos, instead of just planting separate onions in a separate field and vegetables in a separate field, he planted it mixed together. Malabnos, Habtzolim Shebein Hayerek. You have plots of onions that are between rows of plots of yerek, of vegetables. So what's the halacha in such a case? The shaila would be clearly whether we say that the vegetables considered a hefsik, a geder, or a separation between the plots of betzalim, of onions, to make it as separate plots, or is it not? We look at it like a mishaino, like it's not here, and it's one large plot of onions. So the machlokas of Yosi Yama, peyat mikolek v'yachod, we consider it as if it's a break in the planting, and the vegetables are considered a separate entity, like a different min achar, zera achar, and therefore each plot of peya has to be a plot of betzalim have to be has a separate halacha, and each one's mechuyev peya on its own. Now, what's the idea? Is that generally a person doesn't plant vegetables, onions amongst vegetables. It's usually not done. So Mamela, this person did this. It indicates that the vegetables are considered a min, a separate min, made with the purpose that it should divide. It should separate. Mamela, therefore, the halacha would be that it could be considered a separate. Each one is a separate plot, a separate field. Mamela, each one will even pay on its own. Chamorim say no, but achar alakol. You can take one peya for all of them. You have the vegetables in between. So the Gemara seems to understand. We'll see in a minute. Gemara says that we don't look at it like it can be done, even though normally it's not done. But since some people do it, memela, the way Mefarshim explained, so memela, therefore, it could be considered as part of the actual planting, the field, not considered a hefsik, not considered a zerach or min achar. And memela, therefore, you can. Now, Lamaisa, the Rashi Mishlu explains, Rabbanan sar v'kidna b'tzeilam maknisun l'kiyam, hein v'yerek e maknisun l'kiyam, butla, yerek agabayu. Because we said already in the Mishnah, the reason why yerek itself, most vegetables have no din peya, because one of the requirements it has to be l'kiyam, it has to be able to last. You put into storage and it shall last. And since it rots quickly, it's not no din peya. So the mashenkin, the b'tzeilam, the onions do have a din peya. They do last a long time. So since Lamaisa, you planted something that is be'etzim, has no kiyum, so therefore it's like it's no shaykes to the din of peya. Therefore, says the Chachamim, that the halacha would be that one, achar alakol, we don't look at it as a hefsik, as a separation, as a barrier, as a separation. Therefore, you could take one peya would work for all of them together. Says the Gemara, what is this halacha, what is this din of Betzalim that we told Mishnah talks about emotional Betzalim. So Mara says we have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says pergora. It is considered a pergora. What is a pergora? So Rav Mefarshim explained this refers to something when you have onions that are very large and they put them back in the ground, you plant them in the ground and they produce seeds that bring more onions. And therefore, but when the seeds go out, the onion itself that you put in the ground loses its power, its koach. And there's no value to it. It loses taste of the onion, has no kashivas, and it dries up. So therefore, since Lamaisa, you put these things in the ground, and now you took them out, obviously the question is what you're doing is you want to show that they have a kashivas to it. So therefore, since you're taking it out of the ground, Lamela, it's a chara, has a dinpeya. If it has a dinpeya, this referred to Moshe B'Tselem. And therefore, since Lamaisa, they are that with a kor like a chumim, they would have a din of peya. Or Yosi would say, no, since lamaisa they're not right, it's not right to eat any. It's not right to eat. people don't eat these things. So Mamela, therefore, it's not, there's no kashivas to it. And if no kashivas to it, it's not considered Michael. Therefore, there's no din payo. The Chachamim would say no. Since Lamaisa, there is some level of Michael, some people do eat it, even Bashas at Chak. So therefore, the halacha would be that would have a din of payo. And that's what Chachamim say. That's what Chachamim say in the Mishnah, that it would have a din, Chachamim say, Rav Yossi Poiter, but the halacha of the Chachamim is the Tanakhama, that it is Machayavos. Because it does have some level of Michael, some level of food. Rav Yishmael, Shmuel says, no, what it means is considered a tsumchato, is a growth. What does this mean? It means that when you go ahead and you pull out onions from the ground, so the roots are left, and attached to the roots are some of the parts of the onion that stay attached to the root. And there, from there, new onions can grow. But Lamaisa, this growth itself is not sufficient, and Lamaisa has no kashivas to it. However, but if you're pulling them out of the ground, so Mamela, therefore, it has some kashivas to it. Then Shmuel says, if it has kashivas to it, Chachamim say, therefore, it's dinpeya. And Yossi said, no, there's not kashivas, there's no dinpeya. So it would seem that, again, Rav and Shmuel are arguing what the metzias are. Is it like the seed onions that come out of an onion, or is it the growth that stays in the ground? And that would be the machlokes of Yossi and Chachamim, whether it has a dinpeya or not. The Pnei Moshe learns, though, that there's no machlokes here. She says that the Pnei Moshe says, Shmuel Amat Tzumkasa, Hainamak Lo Pligi, Elabalishim Di Alma. The Rav and Shmuel really not arguing. They're just arguing the Lashon. Shamanik Maso Akarka, Mezgadon Tzumkan Azera. How do you call it? What do you refer to it? You know, it's the same thing. They're not arguing. Both say the Metzias is the same. They're both seed onions, but they're what do you call it is different. Rav says you call it after its name. You call it after Pergoka, after the seeds. And Shmuel says you call it after the growth that's there. But it's the same idea. And both agree that the same, they're not arguing, but the Rosh Masalu clearly learns that there is a Machlokes, so does the Marafulda also seem to learn, and therefore that is a difference as to what the Metzias is, whether the Machlokes, whether it has a dinna considered a halakha pay or not. Says the Gemara, Rav Yossi, Elam Mishum Hefker. Rav Yossi, the reason why Rav Yossi says that the halakhas that departed is the case of Himoshal Betzalem, a potter from Peya, is because they're really a din of hefker. If they're hefker, then nobody wants them. If nobody wants them, as a din of hefker, and hefker, we know there's no din pay by hefker. Says the Mara Fuldo, El Mishim Hefker, She ain't no dem chishin, emotion, everybody wants it. If they can hefker, it's like, is it hefker? If you got potter, Rav Yossi, there's no din of paya, is a potter and paya, because we know there's no din pay on, has to be, as we said before, from your property. Has to be from yours, not from Gondcha. And therefore, not from the din of not something that belongs to Hefker. And therefore, that's why the Tama Kama hold the Yapater, because it's a din Hefker. Yossi says, therefore, Yapater, I'll pay it. Frank the Gemara, if that's the Pshat, it's the Kasha, Hefker, I don't have pay it. But then what's the Chachamim? The Chachamim say, Tanakama, who says you chayev a payer, they hold that this thing is considered a payer. That B'tselem, Emoshal B'tselem, which is a din of Hefker, and that's why Yossi says there's no din payer, they hold that it is? Can't be. It's Mefurisha Mishnah. The first Mishnah we learned in the Mesechta says that because it's Hefker, there's no din payer on Hefker. So therefore, what's Pshat the Chachamim? So Amalei, B'zocha Be'en Akas Akas. The Mishnah's case in Tumah where when you went ahead, you acquired them one by one. What does that mean? In other words, when a person goes ahead and you really the hefker, but when you start harvesting them, pulling them out of the ground, the growth, even though normally people leave it there because it's not chashiv, it's worth nothing. However, this person now is showing that you're taking them out one by one, that you want them. So if you want them, you're kind of reinstating it from hefker into ownership. And therefore, says the Chachamim, you chayiv and payah because it shows you're establishing owners. Rav Yossi would disagree and say no, that even though Lamaisa you're establishing ownership, since Lamaisa it came from it was Potif and Peya, so male, therefore you're Potif and Peya. So that person buys a field that's Potif and Peya, it continues to be Potif and Peya. So therefore, you know, it doesn't revert back to Peya. Yossi Pollock says there Mafula, I feel a balabai shakhazav is zakab hefker shlo potta biak. A person goes in and makes his field hefker. And then you're Potif and Peya before you harvest it. Now you go ahead and you reinstate, you take it back from Hefker. You're mezaki, you're kona, because no one else, it's yours, it's hefka now, you're allowed to go back and take it. So when you go back and take it, you're still part of him hefka. Doesn't change, you're still part of him payer. Doesn't go back. So to over here, he also said, since lemaisa, by definition, it's hefka, because nobody wants it. So now, just because you took it one by one, it shows that you want it, come to say therefore, it goes back to a bailus, it goes back to a chiyuv payer. Yossi says, no, it does not revert back to payer. Says the Gemara, we looked in the Brisa, the Kari can't be so. Gemara says, even though there were these potatoes, emotional potatoes, his mother onions. Gemara says, they're not kept. Most people don't keep them. When you have many onions, nobody keeps them because it's worthless. It's so insignificant. But Miskaimus Muyuto. But when a person goes ahead, and Gemara says they still, when you have a person doesn't have too many, then you'll keep them because you need more. You don't have enough. So therefore, you see, the question is whether is that considered an ownership or not. In other words, if a person goes ahead, and again, the Maharal explains that if you go ahead, that if it's a lot of onions, these things are insignificant. It's not worthless compared to a regular onion. It's just the growth, it's just the seeds, and you're gonna leave it there. So merely it has no kashivas. However, if you only have a little bit, you will take it. Then aparum kriyna. Then if you have a lot, bakhisim lakiyim. And even if you have a lot of onions, still you take them. It shows that it's considered kosher, and according to the chachamim, it will be considered not payah. Masha'en kein. And the Gemara said, this halakha the chachamim would say, that's the reason why you mechnisa lakiyim. Since you went ahead, you brought it lakiyim. So merely therefore, that's considered makes it kosher lepeah. Even though be'etzem, most people don't keep it. When you have a lot of things, you don't keep it. But since lemaisa, you took it lakiyim, you're now taking it out. So it shows that you go even basa the miyot, you go basa the miyot, the chacham say, and therefore you have a chiyav peah. Rav Yossi disagrees, says the Rosh Hashanah. Yossi says also basa ruba. Mafkirim, we go. Most people are mafkirim them because most people have enough onions; they don't need to keep this. And then you don't go. Rabbanan has to be miuta, but he goes basa miuta. That's why that's the machlok. Yes. So lemaisa, this is the way you explain imor is according to Shmuel, and imor would tell us it would be because we go basa with its rove or go basa the rove or we go basa even the miut. And that's why the Chachamim say you chay bepeya because we go by the miut. They take the lakiyum into storage, and if it's considered part of the other betzelim that have a chiyav peya, and we all says no, but the rov that they don't, and therefore you're part of them peya. Says the Mishnah, Akam Shachalku, two brothers that went ahead and inherited a field. So to stay payos, they divided up a field. So each one he has to give peya from their section, from their field. Two brothers inherited a field. They divided up into two. Each one is now sotko. It's your field. Each one has to give peya from their field. However, what about cousin Shafta? They went ahead and decided together to become partners again. They put it back together as one. No, Sabayaka. Then one can go. They can go, even though originally it was separate. But Lamaisa, now that they went ahead and they redivided, they became partners again. So that's the law. It's considered as one. They're one ownership. There's one ownership. Then they only have to take from one, payer from one, and that would be sufficient for all of them. The shutfin chayav, because we learned that the Rosh Hashanah brings down the Gemara in Chulin, shutfin chayav mepeya. Even though it says sotcha, mashma only sotcha, but Torah says ksir ad sechem, lashon rabim, mashma al shnayim umadab. But Torah, even though it says sotcha is a lashon yachid, since it says ad sechem, mashma lashon rabim, so two is lashon rabim, so therefore shutfin a mechayav mepeya. So now, the mechayav mepeya, so separately, of course it's your field. But even when you come back together as shutfin, so now each one has to go ahead. And of course, we're talking about where you came back kodem aktzira before you harvested. Once you harvested, ready, still had been one. But before you harvested, you became shutfus again. Then each one goes ahead, gives one payah for both because it's considered as if it's one. And Torah says out to him, it's one didn't feel. Says the Mishnah Shlaimochos Eilon. Similar look if you have two people that bought a tree, they give one payah because they're shutfin in the pay in the tree. Lochas says one is a drum. What if they bought it? One bought the north side, one bought the southern side. I'll pay the atzmos, I'll pay atzmos. Each one is a concept. But again, they're not shutfin in the tree itself. They're shutfin in the different parts of the tree, the north and the south. So maybe they're considered separate. Maybe therefore, you give, each one gives separately for the atzmos, has to give for himself. Says Rashmo, it's Elon, I could have still considered one tree, but since each one bought only one part of it, we don't consider it a shutfin like I'd be paying. Because if you're shutfin in the whole tree, both you and the tree itself, then you only have to give payah from one. You both consider shutfin like any shutfin in a field. However, since here you only bought the north or the south side, so you never shuktuf in the actual ilan itself. You're not shuktuf in one thing together. So that's the halacha of the shuktuf. Now, along such a case, each one has to give pay on his own shot, on the own side, on the south or on the north side, and there's no din peya of joining the joint pay on this. You have to get pay. That's me peya liatzma.